With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The official death toll has risen to 104 as authorities continue to search the Texas Hill Country for survivors of the flooding of the Guadalupe River. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the federal government is cooperating with Texas.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem traveled to Texas over the weekend, and the entire Trump administration is working hand in glove with state and local officials to provide every assistance available.
The White House calling on Democrats to tone down their violent rhetoric against ICE and Border Patrol agents. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt challenged AOC of New York and other Democrats to meet with border agents. Leavitt called the agents honorable men and women who are simply enforcing U.S. law. This follows a man shooting at agents at a Border Patrol facility in South Texas Monday and other agents being attacked nationwide. The Trump administration is terminating the legal status of tens of thousands of Hondurans and Nicaraguans in the country.
In its latest deportation effort, the Trump administration will end the temporary protected status for Honduran and Nicaraguan migrants effective on September 6th. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says many migrants no longer merit protections.
TPS, temporary protective status, is temporary by definition. It is not meant to be a permanent path to residency or citizenship.
Critics of the Trump policy say that TPS enrollees could be forced to return to dangerous conditions and that U.S. employers depend on their labor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida police say an intoxicated illegal immigrant from Honduras is charged in a deadly 4th of July crash in Hillsborough County. Police say the driver took off but was arrested several hours later. He entered the U.S. illegally in 2018. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will take up the case of a Mississippi clergyman.
Gabrielle Olivier is a street preacher who wants to evangelize outside an open-air amphitheater in the city of Brandon. There's an ordinance that restricts such activity, and Olivier says that's a violation of his First Amendment rights. The High Court has decided to hear his appeal. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty Institute, which represents the pastor, says, quote, "Every American has rights to free speech, and every American has a right to their day in court." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern reports that the communist government has carried out multiple raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, and Christian literature confiscated by police. The Zion Church is a house church with over 1,500 members. This is SRN News. Gas prices could keep dropping. Jason Walker has more on the story.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia, and they made the decision at a virtual meeting over the weekend. They cited a, quote, steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Jason Walker reporting.
An Australian woman accused of poisoning dinner guests using mushrooms is convicted of the crime. Lawyers for 50-year-old Erin Patterson insisted that the poisonings of her former in-laws were a mistake. On Monday, a jury found her guilty of murder. She's now facing life in prison. More details at srnnews.com.